And you may have seen the picture. Alex from Target, 16-year-old Target checkout boy Alex from Frisco, Texas, bagging stuff at the counter, no big deal. But it went viral this week. He had 144 Twitter followers. Now he has more than 600,000. Ellen DeGeneres flew him to Los Angeles to ask why.
These random girls I've never met before came in and showed me my Twitter page. And it had like 5,000 more followers. And I was just really confused.
Sure.
Now, analysts also were scrambling to talk about the power of young girls as teens went crazy over the picture on Twitter and Instagram. Or did they? Andrew Lee, journalism professor at American University and author of The Wikipedia Revolution, Studies Influence on the Web. He joins us. And Professor Lee, there was a lot of sleuthing going on. Early on, you and others couldn't figure it out. You thought what?
We thought this is one of the stranger internet memes that you'll find where there doesn't seem to be anything that interesting about the picture, the person, or anything else about the photo, but this person was plucked from obscurity to become a huge internet star.
Well, Ellen said to him, do you sing or dance? And he said, no, apparently I bag very well. But it wasn't that. What was it? It was a company.
Well, people are still trying to figure out if that's the case as well. But
really?
It's interesting, you know, how this came about. And, you know, there are a number of reasons why things become memes. It can either be something that's interesting inherently in the topic, or sometimes maybe in this case, what we're seeing is that the right influencers and amplifiers or people on social media with the right connections suddenly bring someone from obscurity to a much higher profile. And in fact, it's nothing inherent about that person, but the people who talk about them or in an attempt to, you know, spread the message about this person, that becomes more popular than the actual subject itself.
Well, let's explain, because Alex said he had nothing to do with it. The girl who took the picture said she couldn't possibly do that. Target released a statement saying this was not a publicity stunt. And then the tech site CNET reported that the marketing startup Breaker, B-R-E-A-K-R, is taking credit for it. Their CEO said they decided to show what they could do, that they could take this obscure picture and spread it like that. What does that mean to you, someone who studies social media?
Well, as a journalism professor, I have to say we need a little more fact-checking on that. We need
right.
some more hard facts about that. If it's true, though, it would be a kind of an odd success because there really is nothing you can see in that photo that would be repeatable or a reason why you would hire someone to repeat that act. And it might be that it's very hard to get lightning to strike twice, and this is not something that you could replicate easily.
Well, we've long lost our innocence about social media. We know that there are YouTube videos that turn out to be ad campaigns. You're saying you want to wait and see. But if this company did this, how would they do it? As you said, would you pay people to send it along? How do they do it?
Well, you know, the world of social media now has a lot of interesting corners, and sometimes in the public relations industry, they call them the dark arts. So whether they are fake social media accounts or connections and services that do things that are not organic, but sometimes we call them astroturfing or fake grassroots efforts on the net. There are lots of firms that are finding ways to game the system to allow for much greater amplification than what is organic on the internet.
Well, it could be technology, but also they managed to make a lot of young women, because they're all talking about it, think that they loved Alex.
Right. Well, I mean, one thing I mentioned recently when this was breaking is that this reminds me a lot more of the high school dynamic, right, of a few very popular or very influential folks plucking someone from obscurity and suddenly making them much more popular than they ever could on their own for no apparent reason. So the world is getting kind of a glimpse into the high school culture of America here in that I've never really seen this before.
Professor Andrew Lee of American University. We don't know if it's good or bad for Alex, but thank you.
You're welcome.